Hi everyone. Welcome back to another audio recording from a new dimension. This time we are going to talk about the art of breaking bad habits. I am saying bad habits because there are absolutely no reason to break good habits, are there? No, not really. Now, today I'm going to give you a tool, a simple tool. It's kind of difficult to make sure that it works unless you're very persistent, but I'll get to that a bit later. The first thing you need to know about the habits you have, the bad habits you have, is of course that they've been around for years, maybe all your life. And if you look at it this way, if you've been training it for years, decades, it's not just going to change, you know, within a week. You have to really do something about it to make sure that the old habit dies and you come up with a new habit to replace it. Now, it sounds both difficult and easy. Now, the difficult part is that most of our habits are in our subconscious. Mr. Sigmund Freud described the way we perceive things and the way we do stuff in life as an iceberg. And everybody knows that just the tip of the iceberg is above water and the rest of the iceberg is underwater. Now, let's just say it's 10%. Some say it's 12, whatever, 10, 12%. But that's what you can make conscious, what you can be aware of on a daily basis. Now, about those 90%, they should be, according to psychologists, they should be unreachable. I mean, it should be impossible for you to get a hold of them. But that's a part of your subconscious that's called the adaptive subconscious. And I used the metaphor with the iceberg. It's the part of the iceberg you can see through the water. You can't see all of the iceberg, but you can see some of the iceberg under the water. And that part of your conscious or your subconscious can be lifted up into the conscious part, I mean the part that is above water, but it has a price because something else will go underwater. So you can basically swap it. They tested this on fighter pilots in the US at some point, and they just tried to measure how much information a fighter pilot can contain or work with when he's in combat. And the thing is that they figured out that basically one thing is in the present state of mind, and then 7 to 8 other things will be, you know, swapped around. So you take one out and another one in. And that's how you have to look at your conscious, that you can be conscious about stuff and then you can swap things in and out. So let's just talk about that part of the iceberg and not that bottom part of the iceberg that should be unconscious forever. One of the things you can ask yourself is, just look at yourself right now. How are you sitting? Are you standing? Are you lying? When did you decide that? Check your breath, check your pulse, and then ask yourself, when did I decide to have a pulse that was above 80? Or when did I decide to breathe heavily? You don't. The system works subconsciously, or unconsciously in this case. All right, back to the tool. Now you have a bad habit and you want to change it, so you need three things, and that's the tool. You can take a piece of paper and then you can draw three circles that overlap each other, so that every circle touch each other, but also has a part that it's its own. So I'm pretty sure that you know what I'm talking about. It's like a circle to the left, a circle to the right that overlap, and then a circle in the bottom that overlaps the two others. Okay, so what we're looking at is the part of the three circles that's in common. It's a very small part, and that's where the change can happen. Now, the change of habit has something to do with, first of all, you need knowledge. You need to know the how-to. Because if you don't know how to break a habit within whatever it is that you want to change, nothing's going to happen. You need to figure out what can change the bad habit. Then, the important part is the value part. That's the other circle. So why would you change that habit? Is it bad for you, or is it because somebody else tells you? And, you know, you should really find the things that gives you value. If it's not there, if it's somebody else who said, you should lose weight, and you think, what? Yeah, why? I'm comfortable with who I am and my weight. Then there's no value in exercising. Well, why should you run around and sweat and be out of breath if you don't want to? Okay, the last bit is the willpower. That's the last circle. And that is the one, you know, that's the game changer. That is, if you have the willpower, then combined with value and knowledge, things will happen. If you don't have willpower, and it's an easy thing to lose, by the way, then nothing will happen. All right. I normally use different examples when I teach, and one of the examples that my friends and colleagues sometimes say, don't use that, is the one I'm going to use right now, and that's quitting smoking. Some say that you cannot use quitting something as an example or a metaphor, because it doesn't have a positive ring to it. You should call it getting a healthier lifestyle. Yeah, but it's you know, getting a healthier lifestyle is so much other. So I do agree that goals should normally be positive and have a positive motion or this it should be a positive goal to it. It's not a move away from something. It's better to have a move towards something when you have goals. But in this case, it's like quitting smoking. I insist on using this as a metaphor. All right, in the example for the metaphor. All right. First of all, you smoke. You want to quit smoking, and you should figure out how to. You should find the knowledge, and I promise you, there's a lot of knowledge about it. You can have those little plasters on your forearm. You could go into hypnosis. Hypnotists can make you kind of believe that you don't need to smoke. You could join a group with other people who want to quit smoking, and so on and so forth. I'm absolutely sure you can get injections for it also. So there's a lot of knowledge you could read. You can also talk to people who has been through the process. Knowledge. There's a lot of it. Okay, then the value part. And this is the fun part. Now, the value. Quit smoking. What's the value in that? And all the people not smoking, they start saying, you will get healthier. Yeah, but then if I should do that, I should quit drinking. Beer, alcohol, wine. We keep forgetting that this is as damaging as smoking also. But no. We just want to be in this state of oblivion that no. Drinking and alcohol is not a problem, but smoking is. We'll realize that in a couple of years, that this is all wrong. But if you smoke, and I tell you there's a value in quitting smoking, you're thinking, really? And let's have fun with this now. If you smoke, or if you have been smoking, just close your eyes and join me on this little audio bit, okay? Now, just imagine that I have a cigarette in my right hand. Keep your eyes closed and listen to this. I have the cigarette, and then I... You know that feeling? Yeah, I smoke too. This is, I usually say that it's half as good as having sex, and then people say you're doing it wrong having sex, but no. The release on that first inhalation, that first puff of the cigarette, I mean, it's amazing. And what's the value losing that? You have to replace it with something that is even better. What could that be? And this is the part that is important. If what I'm telling you now is not of more value to you than smoking, then you will probably never stop smoking. You save money. That's one thing. If you take all the money that you normally spend on cigarettes and put it in, you know, the bank or somewhere else that, you know, just collect it, you will save a lot of money. I know my mom did this many years ago, and you won't believe how much money she saved. She actually kept the money. You should try to do that. It's very motivating. The other part is that you live longer. It's been proven that if you don't smoke, you will live longer. Okay, so if you live longer, what would that give you? Well, that'll give you a chance to see your grandchildren. Maybe they have children too, so you'll have that experience. You might have time to enjoy, the retired life when you're, done working. You can really explore stuff before you get too old. And maybe travel the world. That costs money. Oh, wait, hey, you saved that, by the way, from not smoking. So that should be the value. That should give you motivation to stop smoking. The last circle is willpower, and it is just decide one day, I'm going to stop smoking. This is not easy, and when I stop smoking, my body's going to say, wait, but I need all that stuff, nicotine and stuff like that, that you normally inject into me through your lungs. Give me that. And no matter how you do it, your body is not going to like that you stop smoking. Somebody stopped just, one day and take all the, the cold turkey thing. And other people just, step down easily to make the body know that this is the end of an era. I don't know what would be best for you. But I do know that knowledge, value, and willpower has to work together. They have to work together. They do. Or else you will not break the habit. So that was the tool, hopefully with some motivation and some result. Remember, there's one thing I need to tell you when you set goals. Just remember to keep the goals realistic. A lot of people set goals that are so high that no knowledge, no value, no willpower will get you there. And that is so demotivating. Just set a goal that that you can handle. And then after that goal, you can set a new goal. So, just take them as milestones and see yourself succeed. If you want to stop smoking, you can quit within a period of time and then it's done. If you weigh too much, instead of saying I need to lose that many pounds or that many kilos within that short time, maybe just cut it down and say, if I lose this amount of weight in a week or in a month, I'll be happy. And that way you will see yourself patting yourself on the back each step of the way. Okay? So get cracking some of those habits. And by the way, every time you find one of those habits that works for you, just look at it and hug it and say, thank you, you're good for me. So life is good. Just enjoy it and get rid of the things that is not making you happy. And try not to tell people what to do if they want to change a habit. Just support them and encourage them that if they find value, you will support their willpower. You will support them and say, you can do it without being explicit about what it is. That's the end of this. Out cracking, kill some bad habits, and have fun doing it. And come back. I'm sure there'll be more audio recordings from A New Dimension to you soon. Take care out there. Bye now.